friends, it's now time for the Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth. The Soulful Psalms, you take one of the Psalms from the Sefer Telachim, or the Book of Sung Praises from the wondrous wisdom literature of the Old Testament. We connect that Psalm to your everyday life, but also to the readings in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, the daily Mass readings. Of course, today is Monday of Holy Week, and so all the readings, of course, are going to be, well, you know, particularly the first readings are going to be more allegorical. You know, in other words, they're going to be pointing toward Jesus. We're going to see the fulfillment of many of these readings in what Jesus is going to do this week. And of course, we have the time of the last few days before Jesus goes into Jerusalem. You know, he's spending his last days in Bethany, which makes sense. Martha, Mary, Lazarus, next to the apostles, these were his closest friends. Remember, one of the few places we see that Jesus wept was with Lazarus, who he just raised from the dead not too long ago. Now we see him back there with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus celebrating in their house. You know, no, and I'm sure Jesus' heart was very heavy because, he was, you know, he's obviously fully God, but he's also fully man, right? Fully human. And so he's going to miss them. You know, I love when we get together with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. It's so cool. We come to Bethany and, you know, and he knew this probably going to be the last time he's going to be there before he goes to Jerusalem to die, to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And the psalm that binds those two readings, the first reading from Isaiah chapter 42, and our gospel from John is Psalm 27, of course, written by David, as were the first 41 psalms in book one of the Psalms. Love, love, love this psalm. The refrain is, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." So the first reading, Isaiah is talking about the Messiah. "Is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am well pleased." And servant there in Hebrew is ebed. All right, so that's the servant. "Upon whom I have put forth my spirit, and I shall bring forth, and he shall bring forth justice to the nations." Right? Because Jesus came to bring salvation to the whole world. He is the servant, right? And we see this in John's gospel. We will see this on Holy Thursday when Jesus washes their feet. Right? Because he's doing that. That's where he's instituting the diaconate body. He institutes the priesthood at the Last Supper, right? When he gives them the words of institution that our priesthood is very day say at Mass. And he's instituting the diaconate in John's gospel when he washes the feet. And he's also, in a sense, there giving them the model of how they're supposed to serve the church. That headship, leadership, and authority is rooted in the service, but that service is rooted in diaconia, in being the servant. So we see here in Isaiah foreshadowing Jesus as the servant. "Upon whom I have put forth my spirit, the spirit of the Lord is upon me." Right? Isaiah was saying Jesus would read in the scroll in the temple in Nazareth. Right? He would say, "No, that this psalm." This prophecy is fulfilled in your hearing. Right? I am the one that Isaiah was foreshadowing. I am the one that was Isaiah was talking about. Right, and we see this here clearly. He brings forth justice to the nations because he went. Remember, he went to the Jews, but he also went to the Gentiles. The woman at the well. He was in Gentile territory when he cast the multiple demons out of the man in the tombs in Gennesaret. That was in the Gentile territory. He went, and of course, the apostles were there after Pentecost would go and spread the good news throughout the entire known world. At the time, of course, now today, you know, the Catholic Church is worldwide, every country in the world, you know, and how did Jesus bring this about? Isaiah would foreshadow, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street, you know, so no street preaching, that kind of thing. Jesus came like a lamb among wolves, he would tell the apostles, right? I'm saying he was lamb among wolves. And so this is a beautiful reading as we enter into this Holy Week. And today, you know, our theme today on today's show is continuing our theme of mixing and mastering our faith, the rhythm of life. So we'd love to hear from you how God has brought you through certain rhythms and flows of life. You know, how God is preparing you ultimately through the different stages of your life to spend life with him forever in heaven.
For more on the Psalms with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.